A video has been released of Sofia Sapega, the woman who was arrested along with Belarusian journalist Roman Pratosevich on a Ryanair flight bound for Lithuania on Sunday. The plane was diverted to the Belarusian capital Minsk after authorities there claimed there was a bomb on board. The move led to the European Union banning all flights over Belarusian airspace, as well as a number of other sanctions. The BBC's Moscow correspondent Sarah Rainsford has just arrived in Minsk, flying from Russia. Russia is one of the few ways of getting into the country at the moment.
Yeah, it is. And since these new EU sanctions started to kick in and Europe started banning Belavia, the Belarusian carrier, from flying to European capitals, and other countries started cancelling their flights in and over Belarus, it's become much harder to get here. It certainly feels more isolated in that sense. I mean, there are still countries flying, I think Turkey, for example, but certainly Russia, big brother Russia, the big backer of Alexander Lukashenko and his government, is still, of course, keeping open its airspace and its flights. So Russia and Belarus have a union state, so they're extremely close allies. And I don't think there's any chance that particular route is going to be closed down.
There's a video of Sofia Sapega, who was arrested along with Roman Protasevich on Sunday. How did she seem in that video?
Extremely uncomfortable. She was saying one thing, but I think her body language and her face was saying quite another. I mean, Roman Protasevich had a similar video published, a supposed confession from custody. He was looking straight at camera and speaking quite plainly, if you like. But I think that Sofia, when she was speaking, was really, she looked like she was shifting in her seat. She was slightly rolling her eyes. And she looked like she was saying, look, I'm saying what I'm supposed to say, but this is not what I mean. And I think that message is coming across loud and clear. But what she was actually saying was very serious. She was incriminating herself in a criminal activity. She was saying that she'd been involved in publishing the personal data of Belarusian security officials on a Telegram channel. And I've spoken to her lawyer. He's had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, so he can't tell me any details of what exactly she's being charged with. But he did confirm that she's in the KGB prison here. The KGB's never been renamed in Belarus. And that she's been remanded in custody for 2 months. So a very serious situation for her, the girlfriend of Roman Protasevich, who was simply flying with him.
Is she a Russian citizen, Sarah?
She is, yes. She has a Russian passport. And so the Russian consul, we believe, or certainly someone from the Russian consul that we believe, has visited her. It's interesting, though, because, Russian state media initially was very impressed, if that's the right word, by what Alexander Lukashenko appears to have pulled off by diverting this plane and arresting this prominent dissident. But when they found out that a Russian citizen was also involved, there was this kind of sort of silence at first. But then, slightly surprisingly perhaps, some key figures in Russian state media have started to speak out for Sofia Sapega and to suggest that she needs help here. So I suspect that it might be one of the key topics, or one of the topics at least, that discussions between Alexander Lukashenko and Vladimir Putin when they're expected to meet at the end of this week in Sochi in Russia.
What is the mood there in Belarus?
Nervous. More than that, I'd say scared, afraid. There's the kind of the Belarus that you see through the window, you see in the streets, that you feel when you walk around here, which is quite relaxed and quite normal, quite calm. You know, people are out and about. There's last night we were on the embankment of the river. There were people singing with guitars. There were a bunch of young rappers practicing on a stage that had been left up on the central square there. So, you know, it seems normal. But when you talk to people, political activists, people who are involved or were involved in the opposition here, they are really, really afraid. I've never felt anything quite like that here. And you know, Belarus has been an unfree place for many years, but still this is another level. So people are saying that they just don't know who could be next. And that's why they're worried to speak out, worried certainly to be involved actively in the opposition anymore. And there's just so many people behind bars, and those who aren't behind bars, the most prominent people, are now outside the country.
Well, I was going to say, all those protests that we saw almost every day, certainly every week in the months following last year's election, have they all stopped?
They have, yeah. It's just too dangerous. People just don't go out anymore. I mean, they were huge. There were massive protests right across the country. For months and months, every weekend, people were coming out, and And the Telegram channel Nechta, which Roman Protasevich originally was involved with, were kind of fundamental in keeping the momentum alive and motivating people and publishing videos from these tiny far-flung corners of the country and saying, look what's happening. People are opposed, even in these places, and openly opposed to Alexander Lukashenko after more than a quarter of a century of his rule. And so that was kind of central in terms of what was happening here. But these days, people, you know, the red and white flags that people were hanging out of their windows, the red and white clothes people were wearing, the sort of small pickets of people even standing in the streets, you know, daring to come out and defy the authorities, is just not happening anymore because it is literally just too dangerous.
And Sarah, you are the BBC's Moscow correspondent. You know that country very well. You describe Russia as Lukashenko's big backer. Will he be in any way nervous, Putin, about the heat that this has brought on to the region, Lithuania centrally involved, a NATO member?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Belarus has been supported, backed by Russia quite obviously and quite prominently in this crisis. And I think that's a deliberate choice. I think, you know, Vladimir Putin has always seen Belarus as a bit of a buffer between Russia and the EU and NATO. But I don't think he needs it in that sense. I think he needs Belarus to stay on side. He needs Belarus to be part of Russia's orbit. And with Alexander Lukashenko, although he's unpredictable and although things here are not ideal in terms of Russia's preferences, I think, you know, at this point, better the devil you know than certainly a different Belarus, which might pivot towards Europe.
I was talking there to the BBC's Moscow correspondent Sarah Rainsford, who has just arrived in the Belarusian capital, Minsk.